At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Want to clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on, try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. My mother-in-law's cooking is mediocre at best. If young adults want to start buying their own homes, maybe they should stop ordering avocado toast. I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show. There. I said it. Now, doesn't that feel better? BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There, I Said It on the number one hip music station.
Shut it down. We gotta shut it down. Woo. We so appreciate the messages over the last couple of years that we've been getting from you guys for There, I Said It. Mm-hmm. We want you to know this is a safe space.
Kind of.
And it's okay to take the gloves off and get a little controversial and personal during this segment.
Sure.
For example, Jamie is here and says, I signed up for a pole fitness class with my friend, and it was literally just stripping. I'm sorry, but calling it core strength training doesn't make it less slutty. People are in denial. There, I said it. This is what we're talking about right here. This is what we need.
I have also done that. I've also taken a pole dancing class in Nashville.
Oh, that's right, for the Bachelorette.
Yeah, it was crazy. And the girl who was teaching was in like 20-inch stilettos. And I was like, How do I do that?
It really does take a ton of core strength. Chastity over at, I think it's the Barrel. This woman is athletic.
You knowing her by first name is crazy.
Oh, that's my girl. All right, let's go over to, Annie. What's up, Moose and Breezy? I love going to weddings, but you renting a taco truck and setting up lawn chairs in your backyard does not make it low-key rustic. It makes you cheap, and that's okay. There, I said it.
Just own it.
Come on now.
Oh my gosh, hilarious. This person says, tipping for a pickup order is beyond ridiculous. Asking for a tip is rude. There, I said it. That's from Timbo.
Yeah, Timbo, listen, I'm going to agree 100% on with you every day, all day, but it doesn't make it any easier. When you go up to the counter and there's a line and everyone's watching you, you're forced to tip.
Yeah.
That's how I get in trouble.
Yeah.
It's like, fine, I'll tip 100%.
This happened to us last night at the Cheesecake Factory.
You went to Cheesecake Factory last night?
For dinner.
What?
What?
When's the last time? Oh, I love that place.
I know. It's great. So we were ordering cheesecake, obviously, to go, and Patrice went to hit 20%, but she hit $20.
Oh, yeah.
It was a whole thing.
I get it. I know. I've done that.
And she was like, you know what? At this point.
Remember the last month, the $50 tip I left for the barista?
Yeah, that was tough.
It was supposed to be 50 cents. Then I didn't want to sound cheap, so I was like, I was trying to tip you five. I don't know who Bev is. This looks like a first-time texter, but let's get sentimental for a second. Good morning, Moose and Breezy. Can we take some time to say thank you to all the baristas who have to deal with people's crap first thing in the morning? Thank you, thank you, thank you for all that you do. We love you and we're grateful. There, I said it. Yeah, Bev, that was beautiful.
We're so grateful.
I do know that the baristas listening this morning do appreciate it. Some of you who choose to be rude to some of these people are in for a rude awakening yourself when you find a couple of floaters in your coffee. Let's go over to Chelsea.
Floaters of what?
Chelsea says, good morning. My neighbor made an Instagram account for her baby before it could even hold its head up. So it's so beyond weird. Some people should not be allowed to reproduce. Ugh. You got to end it with, there I said it. What, for what? Why?
I mean,
that baby knows nobody. Nobody knows that baby. You're not going to get any. You're not going to get any followers.
Be a normal person. There's either the person who puts a weird pineapple emoji over their kid's face, or the person that has an Instagram for their baby before they even leave the hospital. Like, just fall somewhere in between. We don't need to be doing all of this. It's really not that serious.
Is it? By the way, I saw this. I think it was a couple months back. I forgot to bring it up on the show. When speaking of pineapples. I was driving by a house and there was a pineapple on the porch.
Yeah.
Does that signify that they're swingers?
You knocked on the door.
They're what?
Yeah, they're definitely swingers. I was going to say you knocked on the door to see if you could be their third.
No, I had no idea what they look like. But I'm just asking, I want to confirm that people still do that, right?
Yeah. 100.
That's the first pineapple I've ever seen.
Yeah, again, shocked you didn't go knock on the door.
Well, like, it wasn't.
Hey, what are you guys doing? I saw that there's a something in your lawn.
It was. I was in Greece, and it wasn't. I don't want to judge. It wasn't the nicest house. I wasn't knocking on their door.
But it was upside down.
No, I was just laying on the porch sideways.
Oh, I thought it was upside down. I don't know. Maybe it's just pineapple in general. But yeah, I mean, swingers be swinging. You know, that's what I always say. Swingers be swinging.
Sure.
This person says karaoke is annoying and absolutely horrible and should not be allowed in public. There, I said it.
I like a good karaoke night.
I mean, there's a karaoke bar in Fairport that's obviously very popular and everybody loves it. Yeah. But you all, I also would agree, you have to be absolutely obliterated to do it. Let's see here. This person says, stop using the trend socks with sandals to be cute and quirky. It's not. You just look homeless. There, I said it. Okay, the correct term is houseless. But
we did have someone message in the show yesterday and said, if you are still wearing socks and sandals, you're not getting laid. Rob says, going live on Facebook to say you're taking a break from social media is the most pathetic attention grab I've seen all week. Just log off and take a hike. There, I said it.
Yeah. Speaking of attention, mine for today is this. I think that there is a very fine line of people, and I am so sick of people not just like owning themselves and their actions and their thoughts and feelings. If you like attention, that's fine. I love attention. Clearly, look at my job. But like, be upfront and honest about that. Don't pretend like you don't like attention and you act super weird when you get attention, when in reality, all you want is attention.
Who are you talking? Who are you talking about?
That's really none of your business.
Oh, got it.
But I'm just like, be forthcoming and upfront with who you are. Show your cards. There, I said it. Show your cards.
This is not a hot take, but more of an experiment from last night. I put Miracle Whip on eggs, and I gotta tell you guys, it blew my socks off. It is the best condiment I've ever used on eggs. I don't know why. It just made sense last night.
Like scrambled?
Yeah, just a dollop of Miracle Whip. You guys gotta
try. Who has Miracle Whip just like sitting in their fridge?
Most people who live in this country.
No.
Let's go over to Lydia, who says, hot take, but I'm going to say it anyways. Anyone who's still living at home over the age of 30 and using the excuse, I'm saving money for a house, is a liar. Just admit you're lazy. There, I said it. Wow, Lydia, that's not true.
Oh, my God.
People are saving money for homes, and they are expensive.
And they're not going to be able to move out until they're probably 55.
So. Wake up to PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
When you tell your smart device to play 98.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
PXY. Alex Warren on PXY Mornings. You got Moose, Breezy, and letting you know that new information has emerged about the Crescent Beach restaurant in Greece.
Yay.
Which has been abandoned for quite some time. In court documents revealed that the restaurant received a letter of intent from potential buyer in April. But, you know, we talked about this earlier this morning. Are we not all in agreement that this place is absolutely cursed? It's been abandoned since 2013. I mean, you've had multiple buyers come to the table promising to make it this glamorous waterfront property, because at one point in time it was.
Right.
Beautiful weddings, get-togethers, whatever they were doing there. Drugs.
Oh, my gosh.
When it was finally time, I mean, I just think it's time to finally, like, burn it down and restart. You know what I mean? The place is cursed.
Burn it. Shut it down.
Locals have speculated that Wegman Companies, Inc. might be interested in purchasing the restaurant. Jay Wegman, vice president of operations, said there's been little to no progression, but declined to provide further details. So that tells us nothing.
What's going on with our friend Catherine Mott?
Well, the restaurant's previous owner, Catherine, who's been a naughty, naughty girl, Catherine Mott, former co-op, forfeited it to the U.S. government last December after pleading guilty to money laundering.
Yes, of course. And when is her hearing?
Well, it was supposed to be in May, but then they pushed it back to the first week of August.
So in 2 weeks.
Greece town leaders confirmed there is a deal on the table, but did not disclose details about the potential buyer. And, you know, the cat's probably out of the bag by now, but Breezy and I are purchasing Crescent Beach.
Yeah, guys, let's get it. Yeah.
Well, what do you want to, what are we doing with it?
We'll just make it our little spot. You know, we'll just vibe. We'll just vibe. We'll just make it our little spot. We can do the show live from there. Maybe, potentially. Not sure.
So there you have it. Coming up on the show, everybody is typically, when starting a new journey, a little nervous in the beginning.
I think just to start in general, because when you start something, I mean, if you're like most people with ambition, you're going to finish it, right?
Most
of the time. And I want to start something new that will be a bit of a time commitment. So I'm kind of just going back and forth of like, am I willing to put in the time and how badly do I want this?
Sure.
And is it even special anymore considering the fact that I have done it before? We'll fill you in on what it is and see how we can combat this fear together coming up next.
98 PXY is free and always will be.
So important to stab this way.
You got
to
do it.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. Happy Thursday, you guys. 82 for the high today, and the sun is shining.
Yes, it is.
Nervous to start a new journey. I can see why that would be the case.
Yeah. I mean, listen, we all have goals. We all have dreams and aspirations. The only thing standing in the way of our own goals and dreams is ourselves.
It's ourselves.
I mean, at the end of the day, you need to be the one to commit. You need to be the one to put your best foot forward, and you need to be the one to follow through.
I used to get so mad at a girl I was dating. Remember the therapist we talked about on the show this week?
Yeah.
She was like, you're constantly in your own way. You need to get out of the way. And I couldn't figure out what she meant by that. I get so mad because I'm like, oh, how do you do that? What do you mean? Break it down. You'll figure it out. You'll see. I'm like, you're a therapist. Aren't you supposed to help people? What's with the riddles?
Yeah.
So anyways, but eventually I got out of my own way. And look at me. I'm flourishing.
You're thriving. You truly couldn't be better. And I think that's kind of what I'm grappling with right now, in the sense of yesterday on the show, we talked about how you get into these funks and these moods and these situations and spaces in your life where you're like, why am I like not happier? Why am I not thriving under the circumstances of which I'm in, given the fact that I have this going right and this going right and blah, 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 blah. And a lot of people resonated with that chat that we had yesterday about that.
You were pretty vulnerable, and it was relatable, because so many people, they could have everything but still be in a funk.
Right. And I think when I am like feeling that way, aka how I'm feeling right now, I need like a greater purpose. And obviously, like, we all have purposes in our lives daily. Like, my job is a purpose, and my girlfriend is a purpose, and my family, and, you know, my workouts, and that's all fine and well. But the problem with those is they become so routine and mundane that you lose sight of them being your purpose. So in order to get out of something like this, normally, typically, I have to have a goal towards something completely out of the wheelhouse, completely out of left field, something to just shake things up and
something that's difficult to obtain.
Correct.
Yeah.
It's going to take some time and some effort.
Do you have that thing in mind?
I do. And I've been thinking about it a lot. And I think I'm just kind of here this morning to talk through it and maybe just use our platform to hold myself accountable, maybe. Because once I say it in here, there's no going back.
That's not true. I've said many things in here that haven't met.
Yeah, that's you. But we're very different in that sense. When I say I'm doing dry January, I'm doing dry January, damn it.
Guys, I have news. I'm learning to rollerblade.
Yeah, there's two types of people in this world. You could be Moose, who says something and is like, I'm doing this wholeheartedly and never follows through. And maybe that's what your ex was talking about.
No.
Or you can be like me and set a goal and absolutely crush that goal. So I have been thinking I want to run a half marathon.
Really?
And I have done this before. I've ran a half marathon before. One other one in 2022. Fall of 2022.
This is a half marathon's what, 13.1 miles?
Correct.
Something like that? That's intense. Yeah. The most I've ever come close to running is a 5K. How do you even train for that?
So, and the reason I'm so intrigued by doing it is because of kind of the training. And obviously, we talked about it in May, how I ran the 10K for Lilac. And I didn't train for it because I literally didn't have time. And I did it and I crushed it. And it was like, I definitely PR'd during it. So when I trained for it the first time, there's a couple things to take into account. I trained for it from Memorial Day till it was first weekend in October. So I had a bit. I was also 80 pounds heavier. So like, I'm so curious to see how I will do and what my training will look like now that I am in better shape. Because I mean, I can't believe I did it back then. And I'm more than capable of doing it now.
You are, but the most important thing about this, you have to remember is that you need a buddy. You need someone to support you. So I will run.
No, I'm so good.
I didn't finish.
I don't want to do it.
Let me finish.
Continue.
I'm just saying you need somebody to help you. You know, lift you up when you're down. You need somebody to help with the motivation. Like, come on, let's go put those sneakers on. Or, well, I don't know what you run in, sandals, whatever you're doing. And like, let's get out there. Let's go, 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 go.
So there's an app and you can send voice messages in the marathon app. There's an app.
And that app will help motivate you.
So like, it was really cool. The last time I did it, like people can send, hey, I'm sending a voice message at mile 5 when they reach mile 5. I'm sending a voice message when they reach mile 10. Keep going. You got this. You're crushing it.
So do you think that you'd probably rather use the app than
Yeah, me? I don't want you anywhere near and around the race at all. Nowhere in the vicinity because it is, again, you didn't even let me finish. It's in Corning. So
it's very flat out
there. Unless you're driving 2 hours, that's why I'm doing it. What do you mean? It's the flattest race we have in New York State. That's why I'm doing that one. That's the one I already did, and I want to do it again.
I think you're going to do great. And remember, Breeze, the bigger the obstacle, the bigger the glory.
Is it even big, though, that I already did it?
No, I mean, hey, you haven't done it in a long time, though.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That is true.
And you're doing this to help you get out of your funk because you've been in it for, I don't know, a couple weeks now. It's kind of annoying. But
try living in it.
But I think this is something that you can definitely work towards.
Mm-hmm. And build off of.
Yeah.
Okay, then. I guess I'm going to do it.
I'm just a little insulted. You'd rather use the app than have me. You know, I thought you'd be like, hey, do you, is this something you want to do with me? I was like, yeah, I'd do it with you. But
yeah, I want to keep you at like multiple cities of lengths away.
That makes sense.
That's great. Yeah.
You sound like my mom.
Hey, it's Devins, and I've got all the strange news stories that you won't get scrolling your Instagram feed. Starting at 3 every afternoon right here on 98PXY.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.